Welcome to Return with Honor, a Wyvern Nation podcast hosted by the 31st Fighter Wing Commander, Brigadier General Tad Clark. Enjoy the message.
All right, for our listeners, welcome back to our podcast, Return with Honor. I'm really excited about today. I have a very special guest with me as Dr. Janelle McCauley. And she is not just a former Air Force pilot veteran, but also a professional that deals with a whole series of topics that allows us to thrive in life. And for those that are in the wing, you know, and for our listeners, you're familiar with the fact that one of our cultural tenets is thrive. We want people to thrive in life. Janelle, can you talk to us a little bit about what your message is and how it fits into thriving?
Absolutely. I'm so excited to be here on your podcast today and share this message. So I think when most people think about how they are managing their daily lives, they don't really think about the fact that what we're really doing is we're trying to optimize our space inside the stress and stimuli from our environment. And what ends up happening is because of the world we live in today, we tend to look at it from a surviving perspective. And I think that's why a lot of people will feel like, gosh, when I describe my life, it feels like I'm just treading water every day, right? Like I'm kind of managing one moment or stressful moment to stressful moment. And I just need to get to the end of the day and then it like starts all over again. And most of the time it's because if our brain wasn't front loaded with some psychological skill sets, it's going to default into that survival mode, right? It's going to scan for threats. It's going to see things as overwhelming or threatening, even when they don't need to be, right? It can be as simple as like the driver that cut you off in the morning.
Yep.
Or just oversleeping, you know, by sheer minutes, and then it sets the trajectory of your whole day, you know, in a different direction. Or even just a post on social media you see that somehow makes you feel inadequate or judged, right? Those things can really put you into that survival mode. And so every other interaction you have throughout the day, you just feel like you're kind of grunting through it instead of thriving through those moments. So what I help people do is two things. First, I help them build awareness because most of the time we slog through the day and then make decisions that later we feel regret over, right? I didn't mean to get all upset at my child or my colleague, or I didn't mean to, you know, feel stressed over something that hasn't even happened to me, right? It's 3 days away and I'm going to worry about it today. And so a lot of that is done without our awareness because we're highly distracted as human beings. So I teach people how to gain awareness of their space inside the stress they encounter. And then I help them develop what I call psychological flexibility so that you can adjust to the changing environment that you're in as different things, you know, stimulate your stress response to go off. And so that we can really manage our way and optimize into what's called eustress, which is the good kind of stress, the stress that helps us get our edge and do the hard things, instead of just surviving in this space of distress. So it's about gaining awareness and then building psychological skill sets so that we can start thriving rather than surviving.
No, I love that. That's really powerful. I know that's something that's really relevant for our listeners, for our airmen. So when I did the introduction, I mentioned that you were in the Air Force. Could you share with our listeners a little bit about how you came to this realization and perhaps experiences in your Air Force allowed you to start thinking about this more seriously, where now you're spending time going from base to base and talking with airmen about these types of things?
For sure. It was really, this whole idea was developed out of self-necessity, if I'm being honest. I felt like I was struggling, even though from the outside looking in, I had everything that I probably ever wanted in some moments of my life. I had a great family. I was a military spouse. My husband had a thriving career as well. You know, two great kids. And I was hitting all the career milestones. However, I found myself feeling lost and burnout more than I was feeling joyful and thriving. And at the same time, the Air Force sent me back to school to get my PhD. And when you get a PhD, you study some kind of strategic, you know, big thought-provoking problem. And I honestly wanted to understand, why did life have to be so hard, right? Like, why did it have to feel like such a struggle? when you wanted to be someone who is a high performer and did hard things, which is part of being a human being, right? We do love doing hard things and getting that celebration when we accomplish something.
Right.
However, why did that have to also equate to sacrificing health and relationships? And so that really was what I was in search of. Like, what was the missing ingredient? And in my studies and research, I found that we can prepare for these environments by training three things: our body, our craft, and our mind. And the mind was something that was like an aha moment, because no one throughout the 15 years at that point I'd been in the Air Force had ever told me, are you preparing your mind for the hard things you're doing? And those hard things can be by choice or by chance. I am joining the military. I'm going to do hard things. But I also am going to face adversity in my life. Everybody is. So when I prepare with these psychological skill sets, when I train my mind, I'm prepared for both circumstances. And that was what was eye-opening for me, because it's not part of our normal training. I think we have a capability gap. And so that's what set me on the mission to start to introduce these topics to others. So I started as a squadron commander and had such a powerful effect in my own life that I wanted to share it with others. And so that's where I started. We built a culture around training our minds, being more connected, being more present, thriving instead of surviving. And it was so effective within my squadron. I then built it into a wing concept. And then after I retired, I've just really enjoyed sharing it, sharing the message, sharing the skill sets, and helping other leaders develop the kind of culture where people can thrive.
Yeah, you mentioned that you're a squadron commander, and I'm glad you did, because I wanted to touch on that just for a moment. So being responsible for airmen in your role, and our listeners, there may be emerging officers and enlisted personnel that are going to become senior enlisted leaders, command chiefs, squadron commanders, and beyond. Can you provide our listeners an example of something that happened during your experience where you were starting to talk about these issues and you saw it connect with one of your airmen, where there was a experience or a situation where you just saw in your airman's eyes that you had connected with him or her and it had made an impact in their life for good?
Yes. So I will admit that this was hard to do at first. We weren't talking about these topics, you know,
right,
15 years ago. This was not something that was kind of out in the open, you know, that we were going to talk about. Let's train our minds, let's meditate, you know, practice mindfulness. So it took a little boldness just to introduce it. And I had a great team that went along for the ride. And I think the power and the skill set is that we spend most of our life mind wandering through our experiences. You know, you can be sitting there talking to someone and you can feel when they're not paying attention, right?
Sure.
Or maybe you're on the other side of the equation where you're listening to someone and then all of a sudden you catch yourself distracted by a thought and not listening to the person. And that can really erode connection. It can, you know, erode teamwork, right? Especially if you're trying to build an elite high-performing team. And so one thing that I felt like as a squadron commander that was really important to me was being present, right? That's what a mindful leader is, like takes the time to pause. And I know we all feel like we don't have the time to pause, to ask a real question. Like instead of asking someone in your squadron, hey, how are you? What about asking what's going well for you today, right? Just by flipping the way you ask the question, right? Because hey, how are you gets you an answer that's good or fine, which is no information. Right? Like I'm really getting nothing from that individual, nor am I like sending them the message that I genuinely care. But if I ask what is going well for you and I wait for the answer, I'm getting information and I get that connection. So I started by building those types of relationships as a commander, which many commanders, not that they don't want to, they feel like they don't have the time for it. And by carving in that time, I built trust. And I have one story where I used to call parents or someone special, the people that worked for me. And one instance in particular, an airman got senior airman below the zone. So I said, let's call someone special. And he said, let's call my dad. So he pulled out his phone, called his dad. And I got to talk to him, give a little glimpse of what his child's like, his life is like in adulthood, and, you know, brag on him a little bit. And at the end of the conversation, the dad said, I'm so proud of you. I love you, son. When I looked up at my airman, he just had tears streaming down his face. And he said, my dad's never said that to me before. Now that took like 5 minutes of my time. We're all busy. But when you stop, when you pause, when you provide the opportunity for like that deeper connection, love, and I know that's one of your cultural tenets as well. And this is like the kind of love where I trust you, you trust me. And so when you ask people to do hard things, they're more likely to do it when they feel that connection and they feel that love and they feel like they're part of something. And so that was what really opened my eyes up to the development of these skill sets where you can still accelerate professional success and provide self-care for yourself while you're also developing a role model of influence, right? Leadership is about the people you can influence both at home and at work, right?
Your
3-foot circle. And so if I can model those behaviors, I'm creating a culture around me. I'm developing trust within the team. And then that's how you lock arms and do really hard things together.
Janelle, it's super powerful. I love that message. It's consistent with the culture that my leadership team and I are trying to continue to cultivate here at Aviano Air Base. I know that the time you've spent with many of our airmen already, our first sergeants, our spouses, has been very, very impactful. I know that the time that you'll be spending with our airmen writ large in the base theater, you're going to be talking to some large groups of airmen, and you have some additional touch points with leadership teams across the wing. I know that's going to really be a very impactful moment for our team. Those are the things that we need to listen, think about, reflect on, and give time to reflect on, because that's what allows us, as you said, to do the tough things. And in this wing, we do tough things. And I want us to get the people piece part right. If we get to the hearts and minds and people know that there's trust, there's connection, there's love, they're valued, they're developed, they're empowered, and they are set for success to thrive, then we can achieve that. And so I'm very, very excited for you to continue to talk to the men and women of the 31st Spotter Wing. So before we wrap it up, could you give our listeners one takeaway that they can put in their back pocket and reference either later today, down the road?
Yes. So the quickest way to just start integrating the concept of psychological flexibility and building this idea of training your mind is to create a pause, which I know goes against a lot of our culture, which is hustle, 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 eventually burn out, and then like take a day of recovery. What I'm asking people to do is to build in their recovery into their high performing space, right? So it looks more like you're working hard, you recover, you work hard, you recover, and you do it in an upward trajectory. And the way we can integrate that daily recovery is by creating space for like self-reflection and a pause before making an maybe emotional overreaction to a scenario. So I would just ask, when you feel like your heart racing a little bit and butterflies in your stomach and you're getting anxious about something that's going on in your life, and it could be as simple as that traffic and, you know, hitting every red light when you're on your way to work, or your kids that are running late and creating some angst in your life, like, just think, go to the cloud. That's the phrase. And what I mean by go to the cloud, I want you to just stop, take like a single deep breath before you react to the situation. And hopefully you can change what could be that emotional overreaction into a more rational response. Because that's what I think we're missing. We're missing a pause for most of us, and how we let our thoughts drive our behaviors, right? Sometimes our thoughts are not the most productive, and they will lead us to those situations where we're like, why did I say that or do that? So that's my quick, easy thing that people can start right now. Just think, instead of making an overreaction to something, go to the cloud, stop, take one deep breath, and then try to make a rational decision.
That's perfect. That's a great place to stop. I know for a fact there's someone listening right now that is speaking right to them in this moment. So thank you very much again, Dr. Janelle McCauley, visiting the 31st Spotter Wing, the men and women of what we call Wyvern Nation here at Aviano Air Base. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me and for investing in your airmen this way.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more about Wyvern Nation or events happening in and around the 31st Spotter Wing, visit the Aviano Air Base Facebook page or navigate to the 31st Fighter Wing page through the Air Force Connect app. And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any new content. See you next time.